Congressman Sanford Bishop of the 2nd District of Georgia.
Mr. Bishop, obviously we're here at the Georgia Cattlemen's Association and some things that some of your constituents might want to know right now. So let's let them know what's going on.
Well, first off, I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad to be with the Georgia Cattlemen's Association. They do so much to make sure that we have good, high-quality beef from Georgia and across the nation, and they do a yeoman's job. And I'm committed to working hard to make sure that they're able to have everything that they need from the government end. To make sure that that's possible. One of the things that we're working on right now is House Res 1196, which is a bipartisan piece of legislation to try to make sure that we urge the administration to work hard to make sure that we have access in Japan to United States beef. That's very, very important, and the playing field has not been leveled by the Japanese, and so we're urging the administration to go forward and make sure that at the earliest possible time we can have a level playing field and that U.S. beef can be available in the Japanese market. Another issue is the issue of climate change. Of course, the cap and trade bill passed the House, but it was a lot of angst involved in that. Chairman Colin Peterson, the chairman of the Ag Committee, sort of took the lead for a number of us who were from the Southeast who had some real concerns about the direction that bill was going, because we felt that it was going to have an adverse impact on agriculture, particularly on the livestock. The cap and trade bill, with the emissions controls they wanted to put in, would have unfairly, we believe, impacted livestock. They wanted to say that livestock emissions were a big problem of with the greenhouse gases, and of course we didn't think that was true, and we fought real hard to one thing, to keep the EPA off of the farms and make sure that whatever came out of that bill, that it was going to be regulated by USDA and not the EPA. And we were successful in doing that, also in putting some other things in there to give farmers credits if the cap and trade did pass, but we wanted to get it out of the House away from people that didn't understand agriculture and get it over to the Senate, because we had talked with some of our colleagues in the Senate who had the same concerns that we had, and we felt pretty sure that once it got to the Senate that they would slow it down and try to straighten it out and make it a little more agriculture friendly. And so that's what has happened. In fact, it's been stalled over there in the Senate, and if it comes back the way it left the House, I'm going to vote against it, but I expect that the cap and trade part is probably going to be taken out, and it's going to be more focused on what it should have been focused on initially, and that's energy independence. We're very, very happy that the administration has now acceded to our concerns, and the leadership of the Congress seems to have acceded. We are very, very concerned that they include in the portfolio biomass, which we grow a lot of here in the South in terms of the energy bill, as well as nuclear. And we were all very pleased that finally, after our hard pleas over the last year, the administration has put its weight behind $8 billion in development of nuclear facilities at Plant Vogtle right here in Georgia, which will mean a lot to Georgia Power ratepayers and our EMC ratepayers all over the state who are heavily invested in Plant Vogtle and the nuclear plant. And so we're happy with that. The French have done very well with nuclear power. I think they produce 85% of their power and have enough left to sell it to the rest of the EU. We should at least have that a part of our portfolio here, and it would certainly be less onerous on our farm communities and our rural communities. And so we're very, very pleased with that. We're also interested and happy that the administration has also acceded to our concerns that we ought to be exploiting all of the oil reserves we have in this country and natural gas reserves we have, and of course they've agreed to allow drilling to start once again, which I think is very, very prudent. Energy and oil production is a national security issue and an economic issue, because every time we've got to pay our enemies, if you will, to buy their oil to fuel our airplanes, our tanks, and our military equipment, we're in bad shape. And so we've got to be energy independent to get that to have a strong national defense. And we can't be paying the people who are paying the al-Qaeda who are fighting against us to get our own energy. Also, the country that is able to control its energy and to get efficient energy production will be the country that is successful in the global marketplace. And right now, we're competing and challenging real hard with our competitors in the global marketplace. And so we want to make sure that we're number one in energy efficiency, that we can do green energy, we can produce renewable energy. And if we're able to do that, we can continue to lead the world. The other issue that's very important is food safety. In Georgia and across the country, we've had a lot of concerns about food contamination. Salmonella with regard to peanuts and tomatoes, that has affected our agriculture production quite a bit, impacted the market, and we are also concerned about the meat safety, food safety altogether. And so I've signed on with several of my colleagues to a new Food Safety Act, which will set up a new Food Safety Administration independent so that we can have that regulation in one place. We want the regulation to be thorough so that we can prevent contaminated food, but we also want to do it in a way that is not onerous on our food producers. And so we want to make sure we maintain the proper balance, but at the same time, the consuming public will have a safe food product to eat.
Once again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for allowing me to talk with you.